Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're here. Always happy to have you and you, wherever you might be. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. We're here to help you and you. Our desire always is to learn from each other from the grassroots level, whereby we share biblical experiences that we all may grow thereby. The subject at this time, amen, we're talking about sin. Who can live without sin? Who can live without sin? Father in heaven, O God, we ask you right now, O God, through your Holy Spirit, God, to stretch your hand of the limits, O God, and bind Satan's hand on every part. Lord, let's become together for your truth, for your people, through your Holy Spirit. Lord, we decrease in order that you can increase. Lord, we know that you give us strength in times like these, wherever the people are, whatever they're going through. Amen. Lord, bless them, O God, spiritually, physically, financially, mentally, in the name of Jesus, a name above every name. Oh God, we know without you, oh Lord, there is no victory, there is no tomorrow, there is no future, there is no heaven, there is no earth, there is no help at all. Because Lord, we lead and depend on you, not ourselves, but help us as we begin to go through these times, God, as we begin to learn, oh God, depending on you, because you are the good shepherd, and you provide for us, you help us, and you lead and guide us through this dangerous world. In the name of Jesus, your Son, Jesus the Christ. And Lord, we ask you to look upon our friends and relatives, God, as we begin to intercede tonight and today. Because, Lord, you sit on the right-hand side of the Father, creator of all kind, and you make an intercession for us as we make an intercession for those that come in after us. In Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you again. This is Doctrine of Truth. Those that are listening, amen, by radio, that are listening by phone or websites, wherever you find yourself at this time, we appreciate you always, because without you and you, there will be no doctrine of truth. There will be no studies, because it takes you and you. And, of course, our leader and our guide are always the Holy Spirit. He is the one, amen, that moves people, moves godly men, Paul said, in the beginning of time, to write. Amen. He moved upon men and they wrote scriptures. Amen. And Paul is saying all the time, told Timothy, 2 Timothy 3 and the 16th verse, he said, all scriptures is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. All scriptures. Amen. The book of Luke. Amen. Dr. Luke. Amen. Of the gospel. He wrote that Jesus came in the scriptures that was written. Amen. Of him. He came in the writings. Amen. Of what was told of him coming. Jesus. He is the only subject throughout all 66 books. Some of you might have the long Bible, the short Bible, short 72 books. Amen. But Jesus came in the scriptures that was written of him. Amen. According to St. Luke, 24th chapter. Amen. In the 46th verse. Amen. Starting with the 44th verse, and he said unto them, these are the words that I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the psalmists concerning me. Amen. All the things that have been written, amen, Jesus, amen, fulfill those things. Amen. The Bible said, the 44th, 45th verse of the 24th chapter of St. Luke, he said, then open them their eyes and understand that they may understand the scriptures. Amen. And thus he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in the name among all nations, and his name in all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Amen. So preaching about repentance, preaching about sin, amen, should be that repentance and remission of sins, excuse me, and removal of sins, amen, should be preached in his name. Amen. That's why it's important to know, amen, Jesus, the purpose of why he came, called the 1 John, amen, the third chapter in the gospel according to John. Amen. It says that this reason, amen, amen, for this reason, the Son of Man become, amen. 1 John, the third chapter, the 8th verse, amen. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. Think about that now. For this purpose, that he may destroy the works of the devil. So sin is a part of the workmanship of Satan. Amen. So we want to define and work on it. Amen. And we thank God for you for being here, you and you, wherever you might be. Amen. We're also thankful. Amen. You have to understand you have a responsibility. Amen. Once you begin to listen and understand what God has done for you and you understand the Word of God, you have a responsibility of carrying out what you have learned to help others. Help others. And that's why we come together. Amen. This is a purpose for you being here. It's not by no accident. Amen. God loved you unconditionally. God cared for you when you didn't even care for yourself, or you even born. Amen. Sometimes you think about how old Jesus would be walking the earth right now. If he didn't come and fulfill his purpose, amen. 1 John says, this purpose, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Let's say he did not decide. He changed his mind. Amen. He saw all the wonderful works. Amen. The air, amen, all the beautiful landmarks and flowers and, oh, shopping. Amen. And all the trips and things that you take and the things that you do, he says, "No, I'm not gonna. I'm gonna wait a while. Amen. Maybe 400 or 500 years old or more. He'd be walking this earth. He would been. It would not be helpful to us as human beings. It would not be helpful to us. Amen. Regardless of how, amen, how much God done bless you and help you, amen." There will be still an enemy roaming and running through this land, destroying the human race. Amen. Satan will be wide open. If I can use that terminology, he'd be unprotected. Amen. He'd be untouched. Amen. Man, with all the guns and things that we have today, they still can't stop the work of sin. Sin is disobedience. The devil is disobedience. And the devil does not love human beings. That's one thing I think you have to grasp as you begin to go on in the world of Christ, to understand that those fallen angels don't love human beings. They don't like him. They don't like us. because of the fact God overlooked him and didn't want to do nothing for him because he had fallen. He disobeyed God, and disobedience is sin. Disobedience is sin. Amen. So the devil desired, they always desire to look in this thing called salvation because they can have eternal life. Amen. The enemy, amen, he desired to look in to see, amen, what God has given the man. Amen. He want the power. Amen. He want to know what can he do, but he can't do anything. Amen. He has been fallen. Amen. According to Hebrews, the first chapter, amen, he's been fallen. Amen. And the enemy desires some type of way, amen, to be a part. Amen. He wasn't created in the image of God. He wasn't created in the image of God. Amen. So God loved us, amen, like you know you love your children. You love anything you made. Maybe some of you made cars, houses, dresses, amen, job, careers, and you love it. You'll stand by it until nothing else. Amen. You take all losses, amen, to keep it operating, keep it going. Amen. So Jesus died for us. He cared for us. But because we live on this earth, there's some things that we have to renew and we have to get rid of. That's what Paul tells us, renew our mind. And the more you study the word, the more you begin to see that the word of God and God himself deal with communication and he deal with formation. That's why the Bible says in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. God is information. Many of you all feel right now, and I know, you know, all of us, amen. Sometimes you say, well, you know, I can do a little bit better. If I can find out how to get out of this pit, this hole, amen, and this ditch of this loneliness, of financial health, if I can only get up off on my feet, amen, if I can get some information from somewhere, some help somewhere, I'll be better, amen. So as Christian, we have the answer, the word of God. It is our panacea. It is our ultimate help, the word of God. But we have to dig it out. We have to work on it. We have to pray about it. Amen. Then we got to turn around and try it. Turn around and try it. Amen. If you don't try anything, amen, it look difficult. Amen. You have to try it. You have to try it. What Jesus said now, that's our focus. That's our focus. No, 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 no. He is our good shepherd. He loved us before we even loved ourselves. Amen. And the enemy, since we was born in sin, and Jesus said, no, you can't get out of this thing, Nicodemus. There's no way you can get out of this, Nicodemus. Third chapter of John, he said, no, Nicodemus. Nicodemus said, I don't understand this now. I don't understand this. Don't get me mixed up. Don't you get me mixed up, Messiah. Rabbi, we know you came from God, but you're speaking some harsh things now, telling a man he got to be born again. I'm a grown man. Can I go back to my mother's womb to be born? I can't do that now. And Jesus said, no, no. Nicodemus, we're talking about spiritual things. We're talking about the spirit man. And you yourself have been highly educated in spiritual things, but it's on the evil and unrighteous, selfish part of your intelligence. Amen. If you can grasp this, like Paul said, we need to renew our mind. If you can grasp the fact that you have the answer, amen, that will give you the power and the thrust, Proverbs was saying, amen, that 27 and 17, Proverbs was saying that iron sharpens iron, but man will sharpen the countenance of his friend. That's what we're about here, amen, on Blog Talk, amen, on Doctrine of Truth, amen. You can go to our website, Amen. We always want to remember to give our website out that you can go there. Go to www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. And go down to the bottom of the pages. Amen. You can see that we're on Facebook. Amen. On Sundays. And also tonight. Amen. We work live. Amen. In the studio that we are tonight. Amen. And sometimes you can go back during any time of the day on your computer and pull up, amen, Doctrine of Truth, amen, from, you see it at the bottom of the page. Proverbs 27 and 17 say, iron sharpening iron. That's what we're about. We can't give out any grades. We're here to share off of each other's experience, amen, to help learn from each other. Amen. Jesus said, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. And God's word, amen, is the final answer, amen, for all Christians, those that follow in Christ, amen. Because if you do not really believe that Jesus is the Son of God and when he be baptized in water under Acts 2:38, Matthew's 28, and 20, to forgive you of your sins and to wash away all the things that you know and you don't know, but you just follow in direction to be born again. Amen. You know, now you know. Amen. This thing is a learning process. It's always a learning process. You have to unlearn, I can use that terminology, what you already learned. And, you know, sometimes we learn things through hard times and we find out what we had learned didn't profit us. Amen. It didn't profit us. It was hurtful. But now through Jesus Christ, he's teaching us and showing us in his word, amen, that you have a better walk in this world. Amen. Proverbs 27:17, and also going to Proverbs 24:6, say the multitude of counselors, there is safety. There is safety. So we're looking into the subject. If you, amen, of course, once you become born again, is it possible, amen, that you can have a fault, a problem, and it's against God's teaching that you are not aware of? And how to get rid of that, amen, because you want to be successful. You want God's glory. God, Jesus said he is a good shepherd in St. John's 10th chapter. He is a good shepherd. That means he provides. He provides for us. How he provides for us. He brings things to us, amen. And this could be, amen, the breakthrough. Like the world says, a game changer for your spiritual walk with Christ. If you can unlearn, redirect your learning that you have learned about luck, about doing evil to people in the spiritual world, turn that around and flip it over and give it to God. The way that you gave things to the devil, running process, not everybody, but I remember, you know, the friends and relatives, amen, back in the world before I got saved, amen. We were looking for success. We needed money. We used to get the dream book, amen. We used to get all type of things, the rabbit foot, all kind of things to bring us luck, amen. And then realize we weren't aware of Christ, the power God have on prosperity. Amen. But we didn't realize the devil that set you up, he give you stuff. If you ever did in the fishing or hunting, amen, he throw stuff out there. Amen. The fish, anything hit the water, the fish say, oh, that's got to be natural, got to be good. And when that fish bite, that hook is hid in the bait. Amen. The enemy have things, you throw it out. Amen. And you get totally disappointed. Amen. After a while, and disappointment set in. You find out the enemy done turned his back on you, and you say, oh, oh, you know, everybody against me, this is happening. No, it's not. It was always something I always looked for before I came to Christ. I was looking for the blockbuster of the month, I always call it. So, well, I'm going, things going too easy now. Something got to happen. Something got to happen. I would look for something to happen. Amen. But since I was in Christ, since I'm in Christ, amen, God buffered those things. He directed me. Everything go wrong, he turned it around. Because I know that he said, he promised to take care of his people. Amen. Know the promises. Amen. He didn't bring us this far to drop us. He didn't save us. Amen. Like Moses told God, amen, had the children of Israel. And the Lord, amen, was upset. And Moses said, Lord, don't, I'm paraphrasing now. He said, Lord, the people would say, you brought them out here to kill them. Amen. You took them out of Egypt and brought them in the wilderness to kill them. What kind of testimony that would be? God didn't bring you out of all your troubles and trials and tribulation. And he accepted him and his family to turn around and drop you off the cliff. No, he didn't do that. He didn't do that. But he recognized and he respected your knowledge. And once he recognized and respected your knowledge, to let you know, amen, you are capable more than what you think you are. So he gave me the same respect and intelligence. He made you in the same way he told Adam back in the garden. He said, Adam, I want you to go out there and name everything. Go out there and name it, Adam. Adam named all the animals. Amen. A variety of animals. Amen. God loved variety, all kind of plants, and birds, and trees. Amen. And Adam was a horticulture. He was a scientist. Amen. You can name it Adam. Amen. He governed the whole garden. And God respect that intelligence. He respect your skills and talent that you have. Watch this now. Amen. So we're looking at sin. What is sin? Disobedience from God. But we have to realize, amen, we're going to look at the model prayer that Jesus told. He taught his disciples prayer, amen, is such a mystery and power in that communication. For example, if you drop your cell phone or you turn your phone off, amen, the cell phone now, amen, they are part of people. Amen. One day I dropped my phone when I was working, amen, and my whole day shut down. I couldn't know what to do, amen, because I always believed in, amen, didn't really know how much communication that I needed, amen. We have to talk with somebody. We have to talk with somebody. And Jesus talked, amen, to his Father in heaven. And we can talk to Jesus also. Amen. The talk policy. Amen. If he's Lord, talk to him. Amen. If he had the power over you, talk to him. But he's loving. He's loving. Jesus made this statement about sin and prayer. And we want to look at two recordings. Amen. Because you know we have to go down to the end of the bottom of the hour. Amen. And listen to and have comments. Some of you might have statements, amen, about sin. Sin is disobedience. Sin is very simply, amen, doing what God say not do. Why? Because it hurts you in the natural. It hurts you in the natural. It won't take away your salvation, but it can cause you to walk away from your salvation. Amen. Matthew 6. And after this matter, pray ye therefore, our Father which is in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth. Now notice that in earth, as it is in heaven, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Two things he talked about. He talked about forgiveness and temptation and forgiveness. Forgive us of our debts. Amen. Forgive us our debt. Amen. St. Luke, in the book of St. Luke, amen, in the 11th chapter, Dr. Luke and his recording pertaining to the model prayer. This is model prayer, amen, because it's a basic, covers the most important, amen, part of our daily walk with Christ. And it's recorded, it says that, and he said unto them, when you pray, our Father which is in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as it is in heaven, so in earth. Now remember, he covering earth. We have the cover that you live here now. You still live here. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now, you are indebted to, now you notice, amen, forgive us of our transgression. Amen. You know, you might not think that you've done something against your brother or your sister in your daily walk, amen, with Christ, amen, but you have done something, amen. The 14th verse of Matthew 6, he say, forgive us, and if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. That's sin. If you don't forgive, amen, sometimes we overlook that, it's just very common, amen. We figure that that had nothing to do with our salvation, but it can knock off your prosperity with God. Amen. Those type of situations, you get overlooked, and you feel, well, that doesn't do anything against me, so it doesn't bother God. Yes, it does. Amen. If you're doing something against your brother, amen, and you won't ask your brother for forgiveness, amen. Some people walk around, unforgiveness is sin. Unforgiveness is sin. Amen. And we have to recognize that. Amen. Amen. If you be careful, amen, because sin can really hurt you and your family. Amen. You have to be careful about the things that you do and the things that you say to people. Amen. Because Jeremiah talks about, amen, sin lies at the door and it stops your prosperity. And this way the false prophet get money. They take away from people hope. They take away from the churches and make people turn away from God because they give false information to people. And do not ask people, amen, do you have unforgiveness in your life? Or have you done or said things against anyone? Amen. Some of the common sin, amen. Notice what Proverbs 10:19 said about the vain talking. We overlook that. In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking. And he who restrains his lips is wise. You can say things you might not even know, and you're just talking and talking and talking, amen, and say things against your brother and your sister, joking and jasping, amen. That's a sin. Amen. Proverbs 14:21 say, he who despises his neighbor, but he who has mercy on the poor, happy is he. Amen. Despising, amen, is sin. Foolish thoughts. Proverbs 24:9. The devices of foolishness is sin, and the scoffer is an abomination to men. Unbelief. Romans 14:23. But he that is doubted is condemned if he eat, because he does not eat from faith, and whatsoever is done is not done in faith is sin. Amen. James 4:4:17. Therefore, to him who knoweth to do good and does not do it to him, it is sin. Amen. All unrighteousness is sin. 1 John 5:17. Whosoever committed sin also committed lawlessness, and sin is lawful. So we need the Holy Spirit. We need God. Amen. If you feel in your conscience that you have done and said something against somebody, if you know you should be able to help someone, that's sin. This is why 1 John said, and amen, then we can go into the studio talking about sin. Can you walk in your daily life and have not done anything wrong against God or your brother? Amen. 1 John said that in 1:9 say, he who think that it, if he have not sinned, if you think you have not sinned, he's a liar. Amen. 1 John 1:9. We confess our sin. 1 John 1:8. If you say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you say that you have not sinned it, we make him a liar, and the word is not in us. Amen. There is something maybe you've done it, and that's why Jesus went to the model prayer. Amen. Amen. And he said, you know, forgive us of our transgression. Lord, forgive us of our debt. And our debtors, we said anything against anyone, if we did anything throughout the day, Lord, forgive us. Amen. And the Holy Spirit has told you, well, amen, you said something against your brother. Amen. You shouldn't have said that. In the hot time, you got upset. Amen. People can catch you like that. Amen. And the enemy, his whole desire to get you off guard, get you in a position where you that you will say something. Amen. Amen. You should have lost your religion, but you don't lose your salvation. Religion is stuff that you do all the time. Religious. People wash their cars. Amen. They go to barbershops. They go to fishing. They do habits. That's a religion. Amen. But you don't lose your salvation. Jesus got upset, but he didn't sin. Amen. So when you make it shortly and break it down. There's a sin of transgression. Amen. When you see a sign, say, do not enter. And you do it anyway. That's a sin. Iniquity is dealing with all type of little problems that, you know, things that we read just a while ago, all kind of little habits and sins and knick-knack that you thought telling a little lie, a nasty joke, or being cut your eyes at somebody proud for that. Amen. That's why 1 John said, listen, if you say that you don't have any sin, amen, you walk this world and you say, well, ain't nothing wrong with me. That's selfish pride. Amen. So the point is, if we're going to go this way with God and be successful, amen, we have to be aware, amen, that we have an enemy. That's number one. Spiritually, we have to be aware that we have an enemy designed all the time to trip you up. If I can use that terminology, he's always trying to throw you that you lose favor with God and cause things not to work out for you. If you can understand that when you pray, you walk, amen, confess your sin, the Holy Spirit bring to your mind that you mistreated your brother, your sister, your dog, your cat, whatever Holy Spirit remind you, and it falls on your conscience. Amen. You did wrong. You did wrong. And say, oh, Lord, forgive me. Forgive my brother. If you can find a way, call him or write him. Say, oh, sister, forgive me. I didn't mean that. They might not think of this. He said, yeah, but God put in my heart I was wrong. Because what? You don't want the blessings of God, amen, to deviate from your life. That's what the enemy wants. He wants you, amen, to always, the Holy Spirit always wants you to understand, amen, long as you live on this earth, amen, you got to be watchful. Watch as well as pray. Don't let pride or jealousy or strife get in your life. whereby, amen, God can back off of you and you lose your protection. Amen. Case in point, then we're going to get ready to go to the lines, open up the lines. Amen. Apostle Peter, God told him in Acts chapter 10, Peter, I want you to go to Cornelius' house. He was an Italian. I want you to go there, amen, and present the gospel. I'm paraphrasing now. And Peter said, No, Lord, I don't eat no unclean thing. I don't be involved with that. Jews don't be involved with no Gentiles. No, Lord, that's not me. He said, well, what's wrong with that? That's what you call prejudice. Apostle Peter was prejudiced. Jews that have nothing to do with Gentiles. Amen. That is prejudice. And God told him, explain it to Peter, this man is all right. He's been giving alms to the poor. He's been helping people. Amen. He worshiped and praying to me. I done sent an angel down there and told him to send men to your house. Peter, go down there. I want you to go down there, Peter. And Peter did not sin, because Peter knew who Jesus was. Amen. Jesus walked with him and took him out of the ocean. Amen. When he fell in the ocean out there, he lost his faith looking around at everything. No, Jesus said, no, Peter, I want you to go to Cornelius' house. He brought the word to the Gentiles. Amen. Some brothers are stingy. Amen. Still holding racial problems. Amen. Amen. That's sin. That's sin. Who God has saved, who God has cleansed in their life. Amen. When God has forgiven you, you got to forgive others. Amen. That's a big number one in God. You don't forgive, Jesus won't forgive you. That's sin. Unforgiveness is sin. All right, we're going to, those of you who have not been into the studio, how we work here, going in the bottom of the hour, will be call out your area code and your last four digits. Amen. Then you're able to talk. But if you desire to say anything, be aware of your brother and your sisters. Amen. And turn your phone volume down a little bit. Get the feedback. And when you do, amen. Amen. We will not get that name. I got area code 850-2337.
Bishop, good evening.
Your phone breaking up. God bless you.
Good evening, Bishop. Yeah, I just want to say that. I just want to say that in the Bible, they wanted to kill this lady. Everybody wanted to kill this lady because she was a prostitute. And then they went to Jesus and said, well, we call her in fault. And Jesus, you know, he asked me, he said, well, whoever never sinned throw the first stone. They was going to stone her to death. And none of them couldn't throw a stone. And it's the same way with me sometimes. I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking too hard. And the battlefield is in your mind. So when you think too hard and don't walk in the spirit, you'll make mistakes. So I ask God to forgive me for my sins. I pray a sinner's prayer every day. Lord, forgive me for my sins, knowing and unknowing. Give me the strength to carry on another day. Help me to help somebody. Give me the strength to tell somebody about Jesus Christ every day. And that's my prayer. A simple prayer, but it's effective. And it's so true. I love this topic, Bishop. I love it. I love the Bible study, and everybody else out there, God bless you and keep you. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you, man of God. God bless you. Amen. Those of you calling for the first time, that press 1 on your phone, amen, we call your area code and then the last four digits of your phone number. Amen. We're talking about, amen, how God has helped you, and sometimes you might not know, amen, being a little selfish, amen, it blocks your mental capacity, amen, of being stingy or jealous, can block what God has shown you, because God worked through his word, If God gonna give you an answer, He give you a scripture, He give you a vision, He give you prophecy, and then it will come out of the mouth of two or three people. They don't have to be the same people you know. Amen. It doesn't necessarily run out and tell people, no, God will work. Amen. And once you understand how God works, amen, out of the mouth of two or three people, amen, people come up to you and say this, or might get a letter, a call, and from different people, amen, and you don't have to say anything to anyone. You say to yourself, say, oh, that's confirmation to me. The Lord is speaking to me about my prayers, but telling me how to operate. Amen. God always speaking. 24/7, the Holy Spirit always speaking. Amen. We're talking about, can you live without doing something wrong against God, even your fellow man, even your fellow man? This is not, amen, if the Apostle John 1:9 says, if you can confess your sin, confession is strong. It's a part of the salvation walk. Amen. You confess your sin. Amen. Confess that you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. In other words, salvation, you would accept instruction from Him. You accept instruction from Him. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. Amen. We're going into the time now that you have a comment, a scripture, a word, something you want to share. Amen. Don't let the enemy beat you down with past sins. Amen. When you confess your sins and accept Jesus, your Lord and Savior, amen, be baptized in water for the removal, for remission of sins that go way back to the priesthood. They kill animals and bulls. Amen. And they wash, sometimes the priests would wash their garments. Amen. That's the removal of sin, blood sacrifice. But since Jesus came in on the scene, we don't have to do those more sacrificing. Amen. When you was Romans 6, when you was baptized in water, amen, you died and was washed, and that was your burial, spiritual burial. Amen. But now, since you walking in this world, amen, you don't need a dream book no more to be lucky. Lucky is not a part of the prosperity of God. Amen. You're not looking for find something, amen, help God to help you. No, you confessing and praying and seeking, Matthew 7:7, you seeking God, amen, guidance in your daily life. It's no more you, it's Him now. Amen. Satan always said, I do this and I did that. I did this and I did this. Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28, I did this. And that's how he was kicked out of heaven. He's dying here to make you think. Like he told Adam and Eve, the day you eat of that tree, you be just like a god. And you got to take that knowledge out of you. Amen. Put Jesus Christ teaching. Amen. Put Him. Amen. The more you practice, the better you get. The more you read and put Him first, the better it is. Amen. Because you got a prayer line. You can talk to Him anytime you want. You don't have to go to the priest. Amen. You got a prayer line through the Holy Spirit. Amen. So don't let the enemy tell you, you don't have to pray all that. You don't have to do all that. That is not for them. Jesus said, go in your prayer closet if you have to. Get off by yourself. You don't have to let people know you're praying. They don't have to give you no trophy because you're praying in the synagogue, out in the street, like the Pharisees. No, you don't have to do that. Amen. We're talking about sin. Sin actually is disobedience with God and hurting your fellow man. Disobedience to God and hurting your fellow man. That's what it's all about. That's what sin is. Adam and Eve brought disobedience because they was tempted of the devil. That's one of the powerful things that you have to be careful of. Amen. Every car that you buy, doesn't matter who drive the car. They have the skill to drive the car. Amen. They have the keys. They might not be as skillful as others, but once you turn that car on, amen, you have to guide it. Once you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, and God began to tell you the keys how to be your prosperity in your life, you have to guide it. He's not going to come down, amen, send Michael, one of the angels, amen, to walk around with you. The angels are there to protect you in the spirit world. And sometimes we forget, well, I'm saved, but God don't have nothing to do with my natural life. He does. Why? Because you have a spiritual warfare going on all the time, not only in your mind, but things around you, And you knew that, and you still know that. Wait till Halloween show up. Don't run out there and buy it. Wait till birthday come up, your signs. No, it's, oh, Bishop, you trying to hit below the belt? No. I'm letting you know, amen, that there's evil there, and you have knowledge of evil, but God made the evil. Amen. Satan was a fallen angel. He was evicted. He down here. He don't like you. He don't care nothing about human beings, so he want to destroy your natural life. He can't get to your soul, but he want to destroy your natural life. And what he want to do, he want to tempting you to do and say things that cause you harm to your body and affect your salvation walk. And if you don't pick up on it and realize it, amen, you be still sitting at the horse track, still sitting around, trying to say, I need some luck. And that's the while you're going to start falling to churches, you're going to start falling the Bible, and the enemy just laughing. Because of the fact God respect your knowledge, because of the fact he loved you so much, he began to turn things around and begin to show your word and scripture. And that's what babes in Christ, amen, God send people to you to help you, amen. And we try it when we pray, amen, that this broadcast can be a help to your spiritual growth, amen, that you can see things more spiritually and know that God been answering your prayer for a long time. He has been answering your prayer for a long time, amen. I remember, amen, I was being religious when you're young in Christ. And somebody said, oh, if you want to answer for God, go ahead and do a 40-day fast. Go 40, eat one meal a day. And I didn't have to do that. I didn't realize I have to do that. And I just listened to people say one meal a day. One meal a day. When it's time for me, that took me an hour to eat a meal. Amen. I was just stretching the meal out. At the end of those times, I had a little testament in my wallet, in my pocket. And I used to open it up all the time to a scripture. Open it up. Every time I open it up, I don't care what day or time, I flip it, it go right to that scripture. And after it was over, and the Holy Spirit said, that was your scripture all the time. Sometimes we just jump out there being religious and being, you know, being arrogant, and have a zeal of God. And Paul says, not according to knowledge, Romans 10. All you have to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. Amen. Get out there on that. But anyway, we're praying that it was a bit of help what was being said. Amen. Press one on your phone. Those of you, amen, would have make a comment about sin. About sin. James, the fifth chapter. James, the fifth chapter is an overlooked chapter. The fifth chapter concerning sin and prayer. Amen. But we want to have someone else, if you'd like to make a comment, amen. We always like to share, have you to share as well. If something you want to share, a dream, a vision, a song, before we go, we'll take about two more comments, amen, because then we're going to James, the fifth chapter, amen, and we're going to the 13th verse of James, the fifth chapter. We'll take one or two more calls real quickly. Amen. Just press one on your phone. Amen. You press one on your phone, and we'll be glad to hear your comment. We don't fight anyone. There's no bad answer. Amen. I know many of us are not professionals. Amen. We don't have nothing to be embarrassed. We won't call your name. Don't you call your name. You don't have to. Amen. But we're here just to share with one another. build one another, that we can take the fear out of righteousness, take worration, amen. Jesus, amen. If he's going to take you to heaven and give you the golden streets, the pearls at every door, he need to remind you, amen, heaven is a beautiful place. It's a beautiful place. Amen. Go to Revelation, amen, 20 and 21. Read those last books. Amen. The book of Revelation. Amen. That's what we're striving for. Amen. God got a beautiful place for you. Mansions, pearls. Amen. You need to know that. Amen. You're just not just living to be living for Christ. He promised so many great purpose things. And down here. And down here, you can have things. Amen. But you have to be aware of these spiritual things want to take from you. Amen. You have to be aware of that. But it's not going to be nothing like that in heaven. Oh, no. Everybody up there want to be up there. Amen. So now, we're not being antagonized and, amen, and tempted to give up what you have. God gave it to you. Nobody can take it from you. Amen. You might give it up to somebody else. Amen. Somebody lied to you, or something happened and you feel sorry, and next thing you know, they're out laughing because they got it from you. Amen. All right, we've pushed one on your phone. We're talking about, amen, is can you live without sin? Remember, of course, something may happen, but you can say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. I didn't mean to say that. I didn't do that. Amen. And that'll keep your mind clear. Amen. That you can receive what God, information God want to give you. Amen. To have you walking. Amen. And being successful. Remember, Proverbs 24:16 says, for a just man falleth down seven times and rises up again. But the wicked shall fall into mischief. Amen. Amen. A just man. Amen. Sometimes things can happen, but you can get up. You can get up. Shake yourself off. Ask God to forgive you. And move on. Move on. Amen. Never say that you won't do this, you won't do this. Things that are happening now with the virus, things that are happening with the economy. Amen. It can stretch all your emotions, all your strength, all your health. Amen. But if you flip it over to Jesus, Peter says that cast all your cares upon him. Amen. For he care for you. Amen. If you flip it over to Christ, cast all your cares to him, for he care for you. First, area code 516. Last four digits, 5981. 516.
Yes, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Bishop.
Bless you.
We're going to thank God. Thank God for you. We love the lesson on tonight. Can we live without sin? You know, too? Yes, we can. You know, but it's going to take a strong mind in this world. You have to have a made-up mind in Christ to live in this world. The devil comes... We all know for three reasons: to steal, to kill, and to destroy our life. And if you don't have a strong mind, there are some times you can go get baptized. You can go down a dry center, and you can come up a wet center if you don't have the mind to live for Christ. So whatever we do, we must have the mind and the determination that whatever happens, we are going to live and stand for Christ.
Amen. All right. All right. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Very good point. Amen. Whatever happened. Amen. Well, if I had Job on the line, if Job call in, Job call in. You got enough time, Job. Just call in, Job, and give us your testimony, how you felt. Amen. When you was losing all the things that you losing, I used to read Job and close it up. I say, no man in the world can go through all those things and still see he live God. But I was kind of young in Christ. Amen. And God gave Job the strength. Yes, he did. God gave Job the strength. And God knew Job can do that. But God ain't going to put no more on you that you can't bear. He know you might not be a Joby. Amen. So don't let the devil tempt you. You can be like Job. No. God don't put no more on you that you can't bear. Sometime you need it. I don't know what God can do, but he know when you know what you can need. Amen. Some things that make you throw away something you really don't think you need it. And it make you strong. All right, very good point. All right, we still got time. Somebody can call in very shortly. Amen. We can take one more call. One more call. Strong mind. Make up your mind. Once you make up your mind, it's hard to turn. Amen. People today made up their mind. They're not going to accept God. Whatever happened to them, against the church, against their brother, they don't want to forgive. They made up their mind. No, I'm not going to do it. Amen. I made a statement like that when I was evangelizing. Amen. I was on a mission. I kept going to that mission at work. And I told a friend that he was with me back and forth. I said, I'm not going back down there no more. No more. We had fasted and prayed and all that. And all of a sudden, whatever happened, they said, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. We had all that time and money we put into it. And people is people. Oh, that's a subject. People is something else. I throwed up my hand, put my Bible to the side. I said, no, I'm not doing this no more. My friend came to me and the Lord came to me. The Lord said, no, I'm ashamed of you. I said, Lord, I opened my mouth and I couldn't say no more. Amen. So you think you can talk against God. Amen. Amen. I don't know what those conversations people be putting out. Oh, you can tell God this. No. Amen. You can confess to God and tell God, forgive me. Amen. But he know how much you can bear. I had to go back to it. You know how much you can bear. He knows. He knows. Amen. We're getting ready to close now from the book of James, the 5th chapter. That's why it's so important, amen, that you elders are qualified, men and women, have been ordained. Ordination, nothing but they've been prayed over and set aside. James said the 5th chapter, amen, in the 13th verse, is any among you who suffers, let him pray. If any among you cheerful, let him sing psalms. If any among you are sick, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him and anointed him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, you should go back and study that, brethren. James, the 5th chapter, amen, 13 verse to the 16th verse. If he have committed sins, he will be forgiven. Amen. So prayer of faith. Amen. Anointing with olive oil. Amen. Get a certified faith walking man preacher. Amen. Father, we thank you right now for two or three of us right now here today. And Lord, they confess their sins. And God, we ask you to forgive them of their sins. Whatever we don't know about, things that we have heard about and not aware of. Oh God, release those sins in the name of Jesus. Heal it. Heal. Let healing come. Let prosperity come. We rebuke Satan. Satan, you loose here the tithe payers and offering givers. Oh God, they've been walking upright. Now, Lord, you have opened up their eyes to see, oh God, that you have been helping them and blessing them all the time. Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Until next time, we love you. Go to www.jciministries.org. Until next time, amen. Live in faith and walk in faith with Jesus Christ and ask him for forgiveness, and he will. God bless you.